Well, what about, you said, now you said that you always used wood. Did you ever use coal in your fireplace?
Never seen a piece of coal till I was a grown old man, nearly.
What, did they, when people would carry coal in the house, what were they, other people, I know you didn't have coal, but did, what would they carry the coal into the house in?
Well, they had a bucket with a spout to it that they could put right up in the in the door of the heater, and they poured it right in out of the coal bucket. When I went to school down here, it was the first I'd ever seen
that. Oh, yeah, that's what they had in school, wasn't it? Sure.
Yeah, I carried in a mini bucket of coal to the old school building. The old building's standing right down there yet. Yeah.
Oh, it's the same
one.
Where you finished up, the one you said you
finished? Yeah, it's a thread mill. That's some kind of manufacturing plant now. They make something there. Mm-hmm. The man that owns it and operates it lives in Dalton.
Oh, he does. Oh,
Bandy.
Bandy. Oh, Bandy. Oh, yeah. I know who Bandy's. They're rich people. I don't really know them that well, but I know that they got a whole lot of money. There's a lot of them over there in Dalton own those mills.
Yeah.
We never did. We weren't into that.
He owns the biggest amount of property of anybody in there in Gilmore County.
He doesn't even live here.
He's got that whole thing covered down there.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know he owned that much over
here. Yeah.
I didn't know that. Well, nothing, but I bet you had one of these. Did you have a little something that you always carried bricks and stuff and it'd have one wheel and two handles on it?
Has a wheel bar.
Now, something that you hold in your hand to sharpen like a scythe, one of those things that you cut the hay with, what would you call it?
There's a file.
Oh. Now, what about something that was had a handle on it that you might use to sharpen a knife with?
There's a grind rock. And I had one of them things, and I thought we brought it down here with us, but when we got here, we never could find
it.
You
didn't have it.
I was going to fix it up.
Good, you could keep your knives sharp with that.
And then there'd have been a show here.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what went with it.
Hmm. Well, now, in the old days, how would you would go to town, I guess, in a wagon, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
In the old days. Of course, now you have to go to town in a
car.
Yeah.
Truck.
Yeah, I can't do that. Well, you were talking about when they make the soap, they put hog grease in it, didn't you say?
Yeah.
Well, if you got that all over your hands, you'd say your hands were
greasy.
Yeah. Now, you were also telling me about the lamp. And you said that they burned kerosene, I believe.
Yeah.
And that would be... Now, did you have a... Now, you're telling me about one that... if it didn't have any kind of a globe on it, that you just kind of a makeshift kind of lamp.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. I remember the first lamp that I ever used.
Uh-huh.
There was when we come here to go to school.
Uh-huh.
He rented us a couple of rooms
uh-huh.
in a big old building, stood right across that hilltop there.
Uh-huh.
And he bought us a lamp with a globe to it.
Oh, and that's the first one
you've
ever seen?
That's the first one I've ever seen.
Oh.
And I was up in fifth or sixth grade then.
Before you
saw,
the ones that you had before, without a globe, did you still call those lamps?
Yeah, we still call them little brass lamps.
Mm-hmm. Now the part, tire on the car, the part that's the inside part of the tire, something that runs inside of it, what do you call them?
Inner tube.
Right, yeah. Now, if somebody builds a boat and they're going to take it down and put it in the water for the first time, what would you say they're doing with the boat? Have you ever heard anybody say, launch the boat?